Hi, I'm Bobby, a caregiving consultant and educator, caregiver support group leader, author, frequent presenter at caregiver conferences, and I work with individual caregivers to help them find ways to respond to the often confusing behaviors that come with a dementia diagnosis.
And I'm her husband, Mike, and I'm a certified caregiver advocate and a certified music therapist.
Welcome to Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. Interesting and informative guests will join us on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month.
On the opposite Wednesdays, we will provide straight talk about what people need to know before and after caregiving begins, including controversial issues others tend to avoid.
Well, Dementia Spotlight is a new podcast on dementia care. For the past 3 years, we were the co-host of 167 episodes of the Roger That podcast. You can still check out those episodes at rogerthat.show.
Via Dementia Spotlight, we continue our legacy of support for you as you are doing the toughest job you will ever do.
Today's episode of Tips, Truths, and Straight Talk is a question from a family caregiver.
So the question was, how do I keep mom from scratching her arms constantly?
You know, unfortunately, this is a question that we receive quite often, and it can be a sign of anxiety or boredom. And we definitely want to find a way to interrupt that behavior because scratching delicate older skin can lead to infection, which nobody wants to happen, or simply, you know, injuries and bleeding, and we don't want that either. There are a number of ways to distract somebody possibly from doing this. One thing that we know from one of our previous podcasts was there are puzzles specifically designed for people with cognitive impairment, you know, and you can get them busy putting something like that together. There are coloring books that are designed for adults to use. Some people like to do that. But if they're not able to or not willing to do those things, there are what's called fidget blankets that can sit on the lap, and some even actually fasten behind the neck and go down the front of the body with fabrics of different textures, zippers that can be opened and closed, buttons that can be undone and redone, things like that to keep them engaged.
One of the other things is just getting bubble wrap, right?
That's a great idea. A lot of people like to play with bubble wrap. You know, if it comes in a package from a home delivery, it's not at all unusual to find people of all age popping those bubbles.
However, listening to bubbles popping constantly may drive you a little bit buggy, but...
Yeah, fortunately, there are now toys that you can get in the local toy store or off of social media that give the sensation of popping the bubbles without the annoying sounds. And we do want to mention the fidget wrist covers that can protect the delicate skin. Knitted, and they can go anywhere from the wrist to partway up to the elbow to all the way up to the elbow, that have those fabric sensations and things to fidget with that also protect that delicate skin.
If you would like us to answer your question, email us at info@bobbycarducci.com.
This has been Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. You can find more information about us on our show website at dementiaspotlight.show. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Mike. Bobby and I would love to hear from you, answer any questions you might have, or just find out how you're doing. Follow us on Twitter at BobbyCarducci2 and at MichaelCarducci4. To schedule us for your event, go to the BobbyCarducci.com website or email info@BobbyCarducci.com.
Dementia Spotlight is produced by Carducci Caregiving Consulting, LLC.